At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
The question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, nausea, upset stomach, diarrhea, constipation, bloating, drowsiness, headache, insomnia, fatigue, rashes, itching, hives, dry mouth, changes in mood, flushing, sweating, difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, irregular heartbeat, hallucination, stroke, suicidal thoughts, and a low occurrence of death. These are the garden variety side effects from perfectly legal medications. Now, no offense, but side effects, they're not nearly as fun as the side effects of illegal medications, if you know what I'm saying. But on the other hand, it's important to know that you've consumed something that has side effects. On yesterday's show, our very own Mike Hawk brought us a story of four Florida middle schoolers who went to the hospital after eating weed gummies. Eight kids ate them, four had to go to the hospital. They got high, but they did not know they were high. Meanwhile, 11 kids, they went through the same thing in Chicago. In that case, I believe they had brownies, not gummies, but you understand the final result there. The side effect of weed consumption is getting stoned. But side effects, they come in many forms. Some people, they'll have a stroke and then end up with a foreign accent. Or some people have phantom pain on a body part that's been amputated. Or maybe you'll have Charles Bonnet syndrome. That's a condition that temporarily leads to hallucinations. And I only bring this up because a man who had eye surgery ended up with Charles Bonnet syndrome and spent the next 10 days hallucinating, specifically of boobs. We're not making this up. He saw boobs everywhere he looked. Boobs for 10 days. We'll share a story coming up. But first, we want to hear from you because, look, whether you've been on medication, maybe a result of an injury, maybe an accident, inevitably, there's a side effect because of the condition. And that's what today's question is. We want to know, what condition did you or do you have, and what were the side effects?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to themensroom at KISW.com, and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW-ROCK.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. it's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9
KISW. Hello, Michelle. So away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,425. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Ted, you're having a crappy year, to say the least.
I am not good.
Yeah. Which is good for the end of year spectacular when every miss, because that segment will last like 10 minutes. Kill a little time.
Well, I was thinking, this year I said, I'm going to think about Miles, think about Thrill, think about Mike, and the listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's, I don't want to say I'm throwing games, but come on, everybody knows I'm better than this.
That's right.
Well, on behalf of all of us, Ted, thank you.
Hey, you know what? You're welcome.
We stayed up late last night. I mean, first of all, how could you go to bed after that Raiders and Denver Broncos?
My adrenaline was pumping.
The juices were flowing.
Really was. Probably until 2:30 last night, coming up with
some barn burner.
Then lo and behold, we have a lovely listener named Jolene. She says she's been a listener since the Buzz days. And she emailed a Ted versus the FCC. So, as you know, listener comes first. Mm-hmm. So, Ted, you'll be taking on Jolene on Ted versus the FCC. Coming up at 4:35. What else do we have for you today? We will drink and toast on the weekend. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Damn on.
Now we're celebrating a National Saxophone Day on a Bad Choice Friday. What are some of your guys' favorite saxophone songs? Do you have any in particular?
Saxophone song.
Lady in Red? Is there a saxophone in that?
I don't know. I did show Mike yesterday. He had not seen this before from the movie Lost Boys. Mm-hmm. The clip of that oiled up, muscly dude is rocking out on the sax on stage. Do you remember that scene?
Yep, sure.
Oh, yeah, that was my first thought when brought up saxophone.
Okay.
Like, you got to see this, Mike. Mike's response was, oh, God.
A lot of good Springsteen tunes, obviously.
With
the saxophone. 10th Avenue, Freeze Out is a good one.
My mother went to school with Clarence Clemons.
Back in the 80s, man, there was a saxophone and everything. Billy Joel songs had saxophones in them. Huey Lewis in the News songs.
Did he have a permanent saxophone player in the band?
I'm sure one of the members of the News, yes, was a saxophonist. Yeah, but sax was big back then.
I mean, the president played, Clinton played saxophone.
That's true.
Yeah. So you can get ass if you play saxophone.
Yes, you can.
Everybody knows that. So today, we celebrate two bangers on National Saxophone Day with Wham! Wham or George Michael, depending on how you read your credits.
Right. It depends on your perspective, I guess.
Now, the thing about this song is there's a monster saxophone solo.
There is. We first time I heard Taryn Daly play the saxophone, she joined us on stage. We played this song, and she did the sax solo. All right. And we did this at Slim's Last Chance. All right. So we're outside.
And Jilly playing the saxophone.
It's all bikers, man, right? And we're like, oh, crap, right? Because the other bands that we're playing are kind of rocking out. So we're kind of looking at each other like, dude, we're about to play Careless Whisper for, I mean, like, biker dudes. We play this song. Every biker there grabbed their wife and slow dance. I could not believe
who took over the vocals for that.
May have been Joey.
Joey did it?
I think so.
They're bikers, too. That's his old lady.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you. Every biker grabbed his ball and chain, the battle axe, the old lady, whatever you want to call it. And they were slow dancing. Not, I'm like, I will be damned.
That's not when you want to cut in on someone.
Nah.
You know, hey, man. Yeah. Used to happen all the time in the high school dances, but you don't cut in on that dance.
No. Not no, you didn't.
You grab right by the cut, Miles. Just bump him out of the way. That'll go good.
So, Em and Careless Whisper taking on Jerry Rafferty on a Bad Choice Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's the ass getting sacks right there. He's not playing the sax. He's blowing it, man.
Mike, you love this. Do you know where, since you're wearing a hat today, you know where Jerry Rafferty is from?
Ireland.
Scotland.
Scotland.
Scottish. He's Scottish.
How's he Scottish?
How could he be Scottish? Well, okay, I got to ask, all right? So when you enter the realm of music, all right, all these country guys, even Keith Urban, who's from Australia.
Yeah.
They have a country twang when they sing.
Yeah, because he's fake.
Well, but every single country singer, for the most part, sings with a country accent.
But when you hear most of them speak, there's a little twang in their voice when they're talking
well,
to
they'll
you.
Do so you go, whole, they'll do hey. That whole thing, too. Anybody can do right. it. But
this makes sense. But Keith Urban, I'm like, brother, stop, man.
Kenny Chesney lives in the Caribbean. I mean, how does he have a country accent?
You're not wrong, but part of it is because that's how that music sounds, so you do it. And then a lot of them spend so much time in Nashville. That's what Zach Top said. He's like, I've been in Nashville for 5 years.
So and he has a bit of a twang now?
So, yeah. So why do all English, or this in this instance, Scottish bands, sing with what I would call an American English accent?
There was some scientific explanation for that, right? Because they were like, look, if you take a band or an artist from England, almost universally, when they sing a song, you understand the words clearly, right? But you take someone from the U.S., they sing, for whatever reason, we have a harder time right. understanding the lyric. It makes no sense.
Yeah, and then Jerry Rafferty is a chameleon, because when he was in Steeler's Wheel, the song Stuck in the Middle, he sounds like Bob Dylan.
Right.
Well, to the left of me, Joker's to the right. That's the same freaking guy.
But how's nothing sounds Scottish.
How's that same guy? Here I am, stuck in the middle. And he's Bob Dylan there. Mm. Yeah, nice.
He can do whatever he wants, dude. Apparently it's Jerry Rafferty.
Jerry Rafferty, Baker.
Put some respect on his name.
Both of these
Jerry
songs,
effing
by the way,
Rafferty.
Covered by rock artists. Foo Fighters did Baker Street.
Oh, that's right.
And Seether did Careless Whisper.
That's great.
Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. Okay, so today we're going to talk about conditions. We all have conditions. Oftentimes, there are side effects based on these conditions.
Like, Ted, we know when you have a gout flare-up only because of the distress on your face, we know you're in pain.
It sucks.
Every time. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I know you don't even have to say it. I'm like, he's got a gout flare-up.
Right. Back to...
You could die from high blood pressure.
Yes.
I take a pill for that. But I'll tell you what. Sometimes it runs low. You're almost out. It's like, it'll be all right for a couple of days. That allopurinol that keeps off the gout.
Lifesaver.
You're never going to see me without that one.
Does it have any side effects? Is there any trade-off? Like, you know, when you watch these late-night commercials and whatever fake-ass disease they've come up with and they're going to sell you this product, like, when you listen to the length of the side effects, I'm like, I think I would rather just have the condition than risk any of the things that you're saying I might
have.
Well,
a lot of things do have side effects. So if you have any kind of allergy or something, the side effects are maybe you'll break out into hives, your throat could swell up, all these different things. I talked about having LASIK. In 1997.
Yeah.
So there are times, if I am driving, where streetlights and other brighter lights...
People.
They basically have a halo around them.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Journey reference.
Yes.
They just announced a farewell tour, just so you know. I didn't want to break your heart in the office.
Yeah, I saw that today. Journey won't be playing anymore.
One more round for Journey. It's their final Journey. Their final frontier, so to speak.
I think they're calling it the final frontier. Yeah.
But it's a little bit nerve-wracking because it gets worse in the rain. And
Of course.
So I kind of just, instead of just being able to focus in the light, there's a halo around it. Now, it doesn't affect me all the time. It just affects me at the most inconvenient time. It's dark. It's nighttime.
Right.
It's raining, whatever the deal is. These are not your ideal circumstances to be having a vision issue.
Of course.
But that's one of the side effects of it, and it always has been. I've dealt with it, but it's not, I can't stand it.
Well, sure, but side effects with the eyes are always going to be the worst because you need them for pretty much everything.
Right.
So whether you're seeing halos or your eyes end up getting swollen shut, or if you get something in your eye, and I mean something like legit, people get shrapnel on their eye and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like it is a months-long nightmare.
Mm-hmm. We brought you this story, I believe, yesterday. A condition left a man hallucinating women with Baywatch-style breasts for days.
Nice.
After he had eye surgery.
This is the weirdest thing.
Retired teacher Mark Bryan, 45, he's retired at 45, good for him, had a laser surgery to remove scar tissue caused by a diabetic retinopathy.
Well, his eye exploded, dude.
Yeah. A sight-threatening condition linked to his diabetes. But after the surgery in August, while frying sausages, how about that, Ted? Mm-hmm. He saw a pair of breasts in the corner of his right eye. Mark kept seeing the same image, which he nicknamed Tallulah, for 10 days, and said it was like having Pam Anderson pinned to my face. He was diagnosed with a condition called Charles Bonnet Syndrome. That causes hallucinations, often after significant vision loss. These can range from simple patterns to complex images of people or landscapes, can appear and disappear without warning. His were even when his eyes were closed.
He still saw boobs.
And would appear without warning. When he was brushing his teeth, watching TV.
I mean, when you look up that disease, some of it is bad.
Well, sure. This is not.
People see evil stuff, but I'm with you. Like, if everywhere I looked, there was just a Baywatch babe, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah, I could live with that. Mm-hmm.
After 10 days, the images disappeared.
Damn.
Mark, who lives in London, said it was very funny. I felt like such a teenager. I had that poster, by the way, of Pam Anderson on my wall when I was younger. This was like having a pin to my face. My wife kept looking at me like I'd lost my mind. I just kept joking that I was going to run away with Tallulah. To be honest, I thought I might have lost my mind, too. Although it was hilarious, it scared the crap out of me as well. It kept popping up. It would not go away. It was like 10 days of someone jump-scaring me after that image faded.
Boobs!
Now, according to the NHS website, CBS occurs after a patient has lost a lot of sight. And it's not a medical health problem. The hallucinations can be present for hours and are only visual. Mark has been losing his sight due to his diabetic problem related to high blood sugar levels in the retina. He said, I found the surgery was really traumatic after he had it. It's done under a local, so you can see the instruments coming towards your eyeball.
No.
But I guess that was the upside. He said people of usually sound mind experience complex hallucinations and caused by his brain
boobs.
Compensating for the lack of information coming in from his right eye.
It tells you a lot about his subconscious.
Yes.
Your brain needs to fill in some kind of information, and obviously his brain. Well, he likes boobs. Give him boobs.
Mm-hmm. Red-faced Mark said the bubble wobbled about because they had to put an air bubble in his eye for the retina to heal, which made the boobs very animated. Much to the dismay of his wife, April. After 2 days, Mark wouldn't leave the house. As the breasts became more superimposed on people he saw while out in local shops, and in particular at a Burger King. He later learned from an optician that the unusual hallucinations were caused by CBS. He added he could only make the image, which would make him jump up to 20 times a day, to go away by concentrating intensely on something or by swearing loudly.
Really?
Hmm. As the bubble in his eye gradually reduced...
Get those friggin' boobs out of my face!
Here's the problem. As the bubble, the air bubble, reduced, the size of the breast decreased.
Really?
Yes.
So he went from like a D cup and ended on an A cup.
Pretty much. He had a repeat of the procedure in September, but thankfully the hallucinations did not return. He was told by the optician that they're usually personal to the sufferer.
Again, this is what I'm saying. So tell you, what were some of the ones you saw? You said as far as people hallucinating, was it Charles Bonnet Syndrome?
Oh, yeah. Some people are seeing, like, goblins and ghouls, and, like, they got red eyes. Like, it looks like a nightmare. It looks like a bad acid trip.
But that's what's in their mind.
I guess.
I mean, based on what they're saying there, like, your brain compensates with whatever is kind of on your mind. So boob dude, obviously, he's a boob man.
Well, didn't you say that at one point in time, during an acid trip, that you stopped and did you say like a tree started?
It was, yeah, me and my buddy Leon, we're both tripping and we're out in the woods.
So the condition in this is acid.
Right, the condition is acid. We're both tripping. And so, anyway, as we're having a great time and we're walking through the woods and there's this one white oak tree, all right? And when I walk by the white oak tree, I swear to God, it kind of leaned and turned toward me and just went,
is that the kind where you can pull off a piece of paper on the bark?
Yeah, it looks like paper.
I miss those treats. They don't have too many of those up here.
So this thing kind of leans over, and in my mind, it whispers, shh. Now, I'm pretty good when I'm tripping, right? I am aware that I'm tripping, so these things don't bug me. But then Leon turns around, and he's like, hey, man, did you hear that tree? So now, because when you're hallucinating, it should be yours, right? Or when you're tripping, like, that's what you see. But then Leon's like, did that tree just shush you? I'm like, wait, did it shush you? He's like, yeah, the tree shushed me, man. I said, the tree shushed me, too. Then now we're staring at the tree like, we both know we're tripping, man, but there's no way. And keep in mind, we're just staring at this tree, but it's like, this is weird. We should not share hallucinations. This doesn't make sense.
I think every I think every acid trip needs a good sober person to mess with people.
We did not have that
now,
person.
I've been there too.
What do you got to say, Dad? Because look, I'm convinced
I don't think the tree did, but you can link up. Like I was sitting on a deck once, right? And we had a fire pit. We might have indulged in some fungus. Me and my one buddy are sitting there sipping a beer, and he just looks down. We'll just call the guy Miles, and he goes, does Miles look like he's a lion right now to you? And I go, yeah, you see that too? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, is that odd? I go, let's just stay up here and let it ride out. Because I'm conscious enough that I know he's not a lion.
Right.
But he looked like one of those half man, half lions just sitting at the fire, like chatting away. And like my buddy's not, he hasn't done this that much. I was like, we're just going to stand here. But yes, I have seen it too.
What the hell was the deal with a dog or at a festival or a goat or who the hell were you talking about?
Oh, yeah. I got stuck in that porta potty for a while. I had, like, my bowl with me and stuff. And when I came out, there was a wise goat, as I saw him.
A wise goat. Now, did you talk to the wise goat?
For, like, half an hour.
Did the goat talk back to you?
In my mind, yes.
Okay.
And I, like, at some point, I remember hugging him and going, God, you're so right. Like, you're so right, goat.
Just you and the goat.
Correct.
All right.
Now, I go back to kind of where the festival is. I have told some people this story.
How about the wise goat? They should go talk to the wise goat as well.
Right. Go to the porta potties. There's a wise goat over there. And like the one guy just comes out. He's like, hey, Ted, I like you. Like there's no chance. There's no goats on this property.
Yeah.
Because we're like on this river. And the next day, I was like, oh, my God. What is that mangy dog? And my buddy goes, that's the only animal here. So that's probably your wise goat. And I'm like,
are you hugging this mangy
dog? Yeah. I was like, I should get checked for fleas. I mean, he looked awful.
Worse than Tigger.
Yes.
And you're hugging it.
And I'm hugging it, just being like holding his little face, like, ah, you're so right. Like, that is the secret to the
universe. He probably fell in love with you. You're probably the closest thing when human beings been to him.
Yeah, he's probably still down by that river.
Our question, what condition do you or did you have, and what were the side effects? 206-803-ROCK.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
A question, what condition do you or did you have and what were the side effects? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Allison. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
How's it going, guys?
Positive Friday. We're doing great.
Hell yeah. Love that.
So what was your condition and what were the side effects?
Okay, so I've had this my whole life. It's a fainting condition called vasovagal reflex.
Visvagal?
There's vasovagal.
That's a stupid name. They couldn't come up with something better.
It's a very stupid name. Very stupid name and a very stupid condition. So basically, my triggers is like blood. If I see blood, I just kind of faint. If I see somebody that has like a broken finger, you know, like their foot's backwards or stuff like that, I'm out. Lights out.
But you pass out every time.
Uh-huh. Lose full consciousness, just plop onto the ground.
Does anybody ever just like cut their finger just to mess with you?
No.
Jeez,
no. I will say people do try to mess with me. However, they don't actually do it. If I watch somebody cut themselves right now, I would be on the ground and this call would end.
Now, let me ask you this. So you said, like, if it's a dislocated finger or something like that, something that's an injury, you see it, you pass out. So what about, not to call anyone out, but every once in a while, I will see a nice young woman walking down the street in the summertime and open-toed shoes, and she has hammer toes, right? They're not broken. They just look broken. Would that drop you as well?
No. That's just gross. Yeah.
They are really gross.
Is it more the sight of blood?
Yeah, it's more so the side of blood. I got my nose pierced when I was, like, 16, and it triggered it. Apparently, like, adrenaline rush can also do it. I love roller coasters, so I don't, like, faint with that kind of adrenaline, but adrenaline from pain, that sort of stuff, 100%. Yeah, I'm out.
Like, now, what are the things?
At the dentist, yeah.
What do you actively try to avoid? Like, I would imagine you can't watch any sports because an injury will probably happen, and they're going to show it in slow-mo. You're certainly not going to watch boxing or MMA, anything like that. Like, so what are the things that you avoid knowing that you might pass out if you walk into this building or something like that?
Yeah, I'm not really watching UFC fights and MMA. My husband watches it a lot, but I don't really, like, pay too much attention. I do like sports, but yeah, when there's some guy lifts his leg up and is flopping around, I'm out. I'm looking away.
Do you have time to sit down, like, before you would pass out or faint?
Generally, yes. Generally, there's a few signs. Like, my teeth, this is really weird. My teeth kind of get tingly a little bit. My fingers and toes get tingly. My heart races. And then, yeah, I start kind of getting that tunnel vision, and I know something's happening. And this, another thing I avoid, and this is kind of weird, it's a correlation, it's a trigger for me.
Hang on.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can
not wrong.
Say on the radio.
Train of thought.
Come on.
Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Yes, we will poop our brains out.
I don't think it would affect anyone if they heard it, but for some reason, it's still not a word you can say.
Because that's exactly how people say it. But
However, so when that happens, for me, you call it the bubble guts, right? You know, you get the sweats and stuff. That's a trigger for me, bro. I've had to grab my bathtub so I don't pass out.
From bubble guts?
Yes. The most random triggers.
That's kind of funny. Sorry, man.
Allison, what's the condition called again?
Vasovagal reflex.
How much of the population has that? Do you know, is this a common thing or do you have a very unique
amount of people? Yeah. I worked with a buddy. He got a pass on all the sex education classes because he can't listen to that. And he shuts down and faints. So people have different triggers with it.
Okay.
At what age did you figure out that you have the condition?
16, the day I got my nose pierced, I passed out.
So had...
my dad, I woke up, my dad and the piercer was looking at me. I was so confused. And they said, oh, this is normal. This happens all the time. Got my first tattoo, passed out.
So had it been, was that the first time it happened when you were 16? Or that's the first time you guys pieced together? Okay, so it started at 16.
Yeah,
you didn't have a problem before. Were you always squeamish about blood?
Yeah.
Okay, and now it's just to the point you pass. All right, so I have this question, which is immensely personal, but I have to know. So if blood is a trigger and you are a woman and you have a period, does that affect you, or is it okay if it's your own blood due to a natural process?
It's manageable. I try to not look at it too much. If I do concentrate on it too much or something's going on, it will kind of trigger and I get woozy. But if I get a normal cut on myself and stuff, I do get woozy. Like I slice my finger with a knife, you run it underwater, it kind of stings a little bit. That pain triggers it and will kind of make me feel that woozy. I don't always pass out every single time. But
enough that you have a condition. It's just crazy. Yeah. I've never met a woman who loves having a period, but I've never met a woman who also is squeamish about blood to the point they'll faint and have a period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That just seems like a setup to be miserable.
That's wild.
Pretty crazy.
Wow.
Okay. Steve, you ever had a concussion?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe when I was younger or a kid or something like that. I've had my bell rung a few times, but certainly from teens until now, I do not believe I've ever had a concussion.
A concussion is one of those things where when you have them, you don't know you...
That's why I'm not sure if I've had a concussion.
Some people know they've had them, but that's... It's after a few days.
I was going to say, I feel like people that know they have a concussion have had a concussion before.
Well, if you've had a concussion, you don't really, in the moment, you don't understand that you're concussed. You're not exactly sure what's going on.
It depends on the concussion as well.
Or the severity, maybe. The ones that I've had, I wasn't exactly sure that I had them.
Right.
And I did things. I just did not realize that I could not, your bank doesn't store the memories.
So what tips you off that you, if it had been a couple of days, what tips you off that, hey, man, I have a concussion.
Okay, so one high school football game, I got a concussion right before halftime.
Uh-huh.
And so Saturday, I just had this awful headache. I couldn't open up, like a migraine.
Yeah.
I couldn't open the blinds up. Light was really, anytime I looked into the light, there was this piercing pain in my eyes and my head. Loud noises, all those things I just kind of needed to stay away from. So I just laid in my bed. I didn't feel good. I really just thought I had a tremendous headache.
Sure.
Took a shot the last night. Sunday, the same difference. Just did not feel right, but it was slowly, gradually getting better. I thought, I got my bell rung. I'm sick. Something's going on. And then Monday in film, I was on fire in the second half. I don't remember any of it. I mean, I was almost perfect. I was almost Sam Darnold.
So you played better with a head injury.
I don't remember. Every read I made was right. Every throw I had was perfect.
Yeah, you weren't thinking.
I wasn't.
You're just playing the game.
I knew the read I had to make if that wasn't open. I knew my second read. I was like, the coach was like, in the second half, I didn't even tell my coach. I didn't say, Coach Kelly, I didn't want him to know that I got concussed because then I might not be able to play on Friday night.
Right.
The next week. So I didn't tell him. But I'm just watching this. He's like,
sounds like the average athlete. Okay? I'm all right.
I feel like back then, unfortunately, they would have let you.
They probably would have.
And being a kid, you're invincible.
Sure.
But to watch the film and go, I don't know who this person is. I don't remember any of this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's me. It's my movements. It's like, I was scrambling. I was running. I mean, I wasn't a running quarterback.
But that
was
part of the reason that Troy Aikman ended up retiring from football. I want to say he got concussed 8 times that they know of, all right? But... on one of the last ones, he said he was in the hospital, after the game.
LeVar Arrington cleaned his closet.
And it was like nurses walk in and out, doctors that come in to check on. He's like, there's this particularly nice nurse that walked in and basically just hung out longer than most nurses would. So finally, Troy just said, ma'am, no offense, but who are you? She's like, Troy, I am your mother.
Yeah.
And he said, that's when I made the decision. Yeah. I'm going to walk away from the sport when I don't recognize my own mother.
I was
I saw a kid once. I saw a kid. We were doing up-downs into practice.
Yeah.
So his face mask just hit the ground too hard, right? Which your face mask shouldn't hit the ground.
Sure.
So he was concussed, and I remember they were like, I think he's concussed. And somebody was like, who's your teacher? And he just kept naming grade school.
Oh, really?
And we were in high school. It was like he had, at that moment, he had no he couldn't fathom that he was in high school.
Yeah. That makes sense. I was an offensive player of the week in our conference one time. That was the week.
That was the week.
That was
and
the
you don't
time.
Remember it.
I do not remember the second half. I threw for like 300 and some yards. And then the next time we played that team the following year, same basic team, they just killed us. I was awful.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they threw like three picks in the first half. I mean, it was just garbage. What condition do you or did you have, and what were the side effects? 206-803-RUN.
Yeah, the only time in football was practice, and they took my helmet.
Yep.
And the second smelling salt, I said, they don't work. And they were like, Tana, give us your helmet.
If a smelling salt doesn't work,
the second
like, yeah,
one,
buddy, you I was like, have a seat.
I threw something wrong with him. At second you know me. Throw it. I remember throwing, because I wasn't that bad. I remember just tossing it away and cracking that second one going, God, you're not working.
Yeah.
Give us your helmet.
I threw a pass so bad, the opposing quarterback who was playing strong safety picked me off and ran it in the end zone. The quarterback. The damn quarterback picked me off.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Well, we've known each other for a long time.
Oh, this is VD.
Yeah, VD, Jason.
Yes. VD, what are you doing, man?
Hello. I'm sitting on my balcony smoking cigarettes. Like you're in a style.
You drinking whiskey?
I am drinking whiskey. I started about an hour ago.
So that's probably when you sent me the 12 text messages.
Well, I thought you would enjoy those, and I thought you'd use those. So you're welcome.
Thank you.
It's what I do. And by the way, that's a free service to you, Miles.
I appreciate it.
my younger brother has had gout since he was 18. He was diagnosed probably about a year later. So he's dealt with, you guys have all met him over the years. He's dealt with chronic gout for years. And about 4 or 5 weeks ago, he had a condition where he had a kidney stone that our sister-in-law said, you should go to the hospital because you look terrible. Apparently he woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning, threw up 4 times, then went back to bed, then he's a police officer, went to the police station, couldn't make it to roll call, threw up 3 more times. She's like, go to the doctor, go to the hospital. He has a kidney stone. Not only does he have a kidney stone, he has a kidney infection associated with kidney stone. So he's been on gout medication since he was 18. He's now 49. Ted, note to you, because we've talked about this, he's on allopurinol. He's taken all of the other gout medications over the years. But the one thing that is associated with allopurinol and gout medication is that it does harm, as you can imagine, to other organs in the body while it is reducing the uric acid that your body doesn't process. So it results in kidney stones and possibly kidney infections and kidney failure. It results in gallbladder stones and gallbladder failure.
Is there any difference between kidney stones and gallbladder stones other than their location? Or are they the same thing?
I don't know that, other than the fact that I know they're more painful depending on the size of the stone. So, as a result of all of this, when he was in the hospital, with the blood work that they did, they found out that he has scarring on the liver. He has cirrhosis of the liver.
Is that from the medication or is he a
boozer?
Or
just being a cop, yeah.
It's from the medication. What I found out a couple days ago is that they believe or they think that he might have too much iron in his system, which is causing all of this problem. But the side effects of the medications to treat the gout in the body and the uric acid in the body can deal with liver failure, scarring of the liver, gallbladder issues, gallbladder stones, kidney issues, kidney stones, and heart effects and cardio effects that will kill him.
You sound like a disclaimer.
I know.
Yeah.
It's on the end of every medical ad.
Did you do these commercials for a living? Okay.
He really should.
Well, you should.
I should. Yeah, I have a great voice, as you know, so I should do these. But he is just this poster child for if it can go wrong, it's going to go wrong and it's going to affect him. So I get a text this morning at 4:45. I'm sitting in the balcony. My dog and I have just gotten back from a nice walk. Everything's great. And there's this big, long string of things on his toilet seat because they had to put a stent in his bladder to help to break up the, or to open up the pathway for urine flow so that he wouldn't be experiencing the pain he was. And then they went in on Tuesday and used a laser to break up the kidney stone. So then this morning, he decided that he was going to pull this stent out because they had a stent in his bladder and they attached basically, and I'm being very rudimentary, a fishing line to his bladder, to the stent, to, if he decided to, once they broke up the kidney stone, he could pull the stent out himself, which he did and sent me a picture.
Wow. All right.
Jesus.
You got to see your brother's wiener.
Well, no. I got to see the what appeared to be about 3 feet of fishing line from his bladder through his urethra, through his penis, to the toilet seat where he pulled it out.
God,
I'm just saying that no matter what, as much as you think you drink water and as much as you think you're hydrated, you're not. Drink more water. My God, I've had a kidney stone. I was at work when I passed a kidney stone, and I'm peeing into the tall urinal, and it just stops. I'm like, well, that's weird. That's never happened before. It starts again, and then it stops. I'm like, holy hell, what's going on? And then, thump, out pops a kidney stone. I'm like, oh, my God.
Did you reach it and save it?
So did you know you had kidney stones, or is that when you found out?
I knew a few months prior that I had some really bad pain in my left side, and I thought that I was moving a kidney stone through the tract.
Did you pick up? Did you take the stone out of the urinal? Because I'm telling you right now, I would have.
I would.
I would have got a paper towel. I'd have got my hand in there.
I think you and your brother need more checkups.
I'd
have washed it off.
I did not take the stone out of the urinal, but I did take a picture of it, so I do have evidence that I passed the kidney stone, and it was fascinating.
I'm like,
wow. Yeah. I mean, wow.
Yeah, my brother had kidney stones.
My brother's a moron who has lots of health issues associated with gout, and he's been an idiot for close to 30 years of his 49 years of his stupid existence, and he finally started behaving himself. But as much as that medication helps to clear things out, it messes with the rest of your internal organs immensely.
Sounds like
that is the issue with all those medications.
All right, PD, have a good weekend, man. Good hearing from you. Our question, what condition do you or did you have, and what were the side effects? 206-803-ROCK.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders.
Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.